Tax matters. VAT on imported services. Value-added tax, VAT, laws provide for collection of VAT on services imported by any person, individuals, registered operator or non-registered persons. The supplier of imported services must be a non-resident of Zimbabwe and the services should be consumed or utilized in Zimbabwe. VAT on imported services is a self-declaration by the recipient of services. The term imported services means a supply of services that is made by a supplier who is not resident in Zimbabwe or carries on business outside Zimbabwe to a recipient who is a resident of Zimbabwe, to the extent that such services are utilized or consumed in Zimbabwe. The key attributes are that the recipient of the services must be a resident of Zimbabwe who acquires services from a non-Zimbabwean resident, or from a Zimbabwean supplier who carries on business outside Zimbabwe, and those services are utilized or consumed in Zimbabwe. Every resident of Zimbabwe who imports service, whether in his capacity as an individual, business, registered or non-registered operator, is liable to VAT on imported services no matter what they use the services for. VAT-registered persons are permitted to reclaim the tax upon meeting certain conditions. However, VAT-registered persons are permitted to reclaim the tax upon meeting certain conditions as discussed below. VAT on imported services is not payable if the supply of such services would have been charged with tax at the 0% or the supply would have been exempt from VAT if they had been supplied in Zimbabwe. For instance, a person who imports actuary services, medical services, financial guarantee or surety ship etc. is not liable to pay VAT on imported services since these services are ordinarily exempt if they were to be supplied by a Zimbabwean supplier. Educational services supplied by institutions in Zimbabwe that are registered in terms of a specific act are exempt from VAT. However, educational services supplied by foreign educational institutions not meeting the registration requirements if they've been Zimbabwean institutions would be subject to VAT on imported services. The date for remitting VAT on imported services to the ZIMRA is aligned to the date of remittance of local VAT and is payable by the 25th of the month that follows date of invoice or payment of non-resident, whichever is earlier. The change is with effect from January 1, 2020 revised from 30 days of invoice or payment date. The return should be filed at the same time the VAT on imported is remitted to the ZIMRA. There are penalty and interest implications in terms of the VAT laws for not paying tax on time. The importer should furnish the commissioner with a declaration, namely the return containing the calculation of the tax payable on the value of the imported services based on the prevailing tax rate, current rate is 14.5%, on the date of supply of the imported services and pay such tax to the commissioner. The value of imported service for purposes of computing VAT to be the value of the consideration for the supply, or the open market value of the supply, whichever is the greater. The value of any consideration shall be to the extent that such consideration is expressed in money, the amount of the money, and where it is not expressed in money, it is the open market value of that consideration. The term consideration means an amount in money inclusive of VAT. It is therefore 14.5% of the consideration. A barter or donation is valued at the open market value of an item received or given away, whilst a supply for no consideration has nil value, unless it is between connected persons. Although the recipient of imported services often settle the foreigner supplier's invoice in foreign currency, there is no law which mandates him to remit to ZIMRA VAT on imported in foreign currency. The VAT laws, which provide for the payment of VAT in foreign currency, appears to focus on payment of taxes in foreign currency in cases where the underlying transaction is a taxable supply of which imported services are not taxable supplies in terms of the VAT Act. VAT on imported services, VIS, incurred by registered operator is claimable as input tax credit with effect from January 1, 2020. It is in the circumstances where the services concerned are imported by the registered operator wholly for the purpose of consumption, use or supply in the course of making taxable supplies or where the services are acquired by the registered operator partly for such purpose that input tax is claimed. Therefore, where part of the services are for purpose of consumption, use or supply in the course of making non-taxable supplies, VAT on imported services applicable on services used to produce such supplies is non-claimable. The operator must hold an invoice of the imported services together with the receipt for the VAT paid on the importation of services which are for use in making taxable supplies before he can claim the input tax credit. The mechanics, however, are that the operator will declare the VAT on imported services and remit this tax to the ZIMRA before he can claim it as deduction. This creates financial implication for the operator due to deferral of input tax claim until the VIS is fully paid to the ZIMRA. In conclusion, registered operators should note further that VAT on imported services is payable by the 25th of the month that follows date of invoice or payment of non-resident, whichever is earlier, whereas input tax can be claimed any time after the VIS has been paid to the ZIMRA. However, there is no limit as to how far it can be claimed into the future because the claim is made on the basis of an invoice as opposed to a fiscal tax invoice whose lifespan for purposes of claim should not exceed 12 months from the date of the tax invoice. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming course VAT Concept Theory and Practice. The course will commence on the 1st of March 2022 to 31st of May 2022 online through the Zoom portal. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix Private Limited and the CEO of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.